Damn cutie and lavender, back at it again with the questionnaire. Ugh, I want to get the taste out of my mouth. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Oh. Okay. So I'm recording this immediately after uploading my first questionnaire fill-in because, hey, I don't have anything to do tonight. And this is fun, and people want to get to know me, so okay. But they private messaged me about it, so don't go in my comments and be like, hey, like you're lying, I don't see anybody. Tear. This is by the same person, Baby Petal. He or she has deleted their account, so it's gonna be a little hard to link them. But I'll link the questionnaire anyways. So this is part two of the first one. And without further ado, my voice cracked, I'm sorry. Here we go. Number one, what are your top three favorite foods? Well, definitely pizza. That's just number one right off the bat because I eat, sleep, breathe, rave, repeat pizza. That's just how it is. Number two, probably grilled chicken. Grilled chicken's pretty good. Grilled chicken is my life when you put seasoning and everything on there. Like, I'm talking specifically about adobo. My Hispanic audio makers know what I'm talking about. When you get that adobo hits just right, boy. Got some spice up in here. So, grilled chicken with adobo. And three. I want to say something hearty and filling like soup. I just don't know what flavor soup because soup tastes really good. I'm gonna play it safe and instead say shrimp because I could eat shrimp every fucking day, all day, every day, especially with that cocktail sauce. Tastes really good. Number two. Now, if you went down on your partner and their genitals tasted like any of the foods mentioned previously, would you be repulsed? Which flavor would be the least weird slash most bearable? Well, you can knock pizza off right away because I don't want to taste grease, cheese, meat shit when I'm blowing somebody or when I'm eating someone out because, come on, you really want to taste pizza grease? Chicken, I'd be interested in. I'd be like, oh, what? You taste like cumin, you taste like paprika, you taste like salt and pepper. What is this? Oh my god, this is delicious. And shrimp is just, I'm not even sure. I feel like shrimp flavored dick wouldn't really taste like anything, so that might be the most bearable and least weird, but I would like to taste. If I can enunciate and read my words properly, I don't know why I said read because I'm not reading. Shrimp, but grilled chicken would taste very good. Number three. Realistically, what would you drink a cup full, 8 ounces of? Oh, I'm stupid. Realistically, would you drink a cup full, 8 ounces of cum vaginal ejaculate? In one sitting of someone you knew and were attracted to. Oh. If somebody I knew or was attracted to had the ability to jizz in a cup, an 8 ounce cup, that's like a small at McDonald's, I think. Damn, like a small soda cup at McDonald's full of semen. Could I drink it in one sitting? Well, I've never drank semen before. I want to. I'd imagine that the consistency is kind of like vaginal gruel. It's just really slimy. I probably couldn't. I mean, the fact that it's someone I'm attracted to would probably push me to do it, but it's a consistency thing. Ew. Sorry, I got distracted because I just heard something in the hallway. Oh, great. The hallway's leaking again. Cool. Some classified shit for you right there. Number four, what is in your shower? Your shampoo, soap, and stuff? I'm sure you never get asked this, so I'd like to take the time to appreciate the products that you use to keep up your appearance. In my shower, I don't live by myself, so it's not all my stuff in there, but the stuff that is mine. I have a razor, I have a loofah, I have shampoo and conditioner, I have a body scrub. Well, it's not a body scrub, it's that St. Ives green tea scrub. I use that on my body acne. I'm not ashamed to admit that I am not flawless. And that's pretty much it. I mean, everything else I just use from the other people living here. I use their body wash, I use their shaving cream and stuff. If you want to get in depth into it, like what do I do when I shower? I shave first, and that takes up most of my time because, I'm just naturally hairy, and I personally don't like the feel of my hair. So what I do first is I put some special medicated shampoo on my head because I don't know what the term is called, but it's not dandruff necessarily, it's just I have something going on in my scalp. So I put it on my head, I clip my hair up, then I shave, and that takes the longest time. When I'm finished, I rinse out my hair, apply some conditioner, scrub my body down and use some soap. And after I rinse the conditioner out, I put in a leave-in conditioner from Shea Moisture, which I really recommend. It's in the green tub. It's pretty good. Makes my hair feel really silky and leaves my curls coming out defined and not at all weighed down. Number five, would you see potential in a serious long-term relationship with a person with whom you had a 20-year age gap? Older or younger, it doesn't matter given that that person is an adult. If they were 20 years younger than me, that's just not happening because they'd be non-existent or a baby. I'm not dating a baby. And someone who's 20 years older than me, in their late 30s to early 40s, I'm gonna say no because that's just kind of old for me. Could I see the potential in it? Maybe. If I really was attracted to somebody that much, maybe. Just not right now because that's just really old for me. I'm not interested in it. And that's kind of creepy for them to be talking to somebody so much younger than them at my age, but I'm not gonna say my age. Six, you're inevitably committed to one person. Wait, hold on. Blech. You're inevitably committed to one person you're ridiculously attracted to, and you have to choose between romance or sex. Only love and cuddly stuff all the time, or only sexy sex stuff with that person. Which do you choose and why? If I'm gonna be committed to somebody who I'm very attracted to, I would hope that there is the right balance between romance and sex because I have needs and they have needs, and I want somebody who can be romantic and chivalrous when I need them to, but also be able to fuck me dirty. But if I could only choose one, I would choose romance stuff because sex is. I feel like there's a certain point you get in your life where sex doesn't really matter. And I don't want to necessarily say you have a dead bedroom, but it's just you realize that sex is not that important in life, and you really just need somebody to be there with you and be stable. So I'm gonna say romance. Seven, your partner offers you marijuana, saying that that drug use can be a romantic activity. Are you down? Why or why not? Hell yeah, get that fucking kush out. Bitch, I'll smoke bud with you all damn day. We don't even need to have sex. If you can't tell already, I'm a pothead. I mean, I kind of have once. I mean, I wasn't high, she was, but. Because, I already came down, I didn't have that much. But, I did hook up with somebody, while she was high and I was already down. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with even like acid, maybe. I might, I don't know. But I'm down. So I'm not afraid of marijuana. Someone you admire gives you either $5,000 worth of material gifts, something you really wanted, or $5,000 vacation to somewhere you really wanted to go, given that you were free at the time of the vacation. Which would be the better option for you? $5,000 worth of material gifts. I'd rather have it in cash. I wouldn't really want it in gifts. But since that's not the option, I'm gonna pick vacation because I really want to travel outside of my country and like just see the world and travel. And if I had the opportunity to go somewhere, be it like France or London or like Tokyo or Seoul or something, I would take it. I'd have to be stupid not to take that. For me personally, I'm gonna say $5,000 vacation to somewhere. If you're in a romantic relationship right now, does your partner know about your audios on GWA? If so, how did they react initially, and how do they feel about it now? If you're not in a relationship right now, would you still continue posting if you got involved in one? And would you tell your partner about it? Yeah, I would. I'm an honest person. I would straight up be like, "Hey, listen, like I do audios on Reddit, and I'd probably like link them to them." It's not something I really like to bring up to people I'm just talking to. There is somebody that I've just been talking to, that I'm not that interested in. Like at best we're friends. And I linked him to here and he liked my audios, but if it's somebody I'm really genuinely interested in, I'm gonna tell them the truth at some point, just not right away. I don't wanna immediately, like, right off the bat, be like, "Hey, by the way, I post some audios of me getting fucked." Or me pretending to be fucked. I wouldn't wanna do that. 10. Are you more of a tea or coffee person? What is your favorite type of flavor or tea, coffee? And how do you like it to be prepared? If you're not fond of either, why? And what is your favorite beverage? I'm more of a, well, it depends, honestly. I like both. I wouldn't say I'm more one or the other. I definitely do drink coffee more than I drink tea, but it's not to say like, "Oh, fuck coffee, I only fuck with like tea," or like the other way around or anything. I completely flubbed that. I didn't mean to say it in that order. When it comes to tea, I would say something generic like green tea, chamomile, would be my favorite flavors. Also zingers. I don't know who makes it, but raspberry or like lemon zingers, those taste pretty good. And in terms of coffee, my favorite is sweet and low. Or no, light and sweet? Is that what it's called? I don't know, the shit where you put the sugar and the milk, that's the one I like. I don't like my coffee black. It's just too bitter. I'm not into it. How do I like it prepared from a coffee pot? Like, I'm not a coffee snob. I'm not about to make a big deal like, "Oh no, I only pick the finest coffee beans from Arabia and I grind them in my kitchen every morning and the birds come to my window." I'm not into that shit. Just pop the instant coffee in my mug and we're good. 11. We all have people in our lives we deeply care for. Philosophically speaking, what is it that makes it so hard to even think about never talking to or seeing these people again when there are so many people in the world to form potential lasting relationships with? Why is it that most of us would choose our friends or family over large sums of money if given the choice to? Bitch, because let me stop. Oh shit. I mean, I feel like that's pretty obvious. I don't know why that's a tough question. I mean, it's family, friends, you know these people, you've developed a bond with them. If there's a situation where it's like, kill somebody, okay, so there's a hostage situation, and the guy holding us hostage is like, "Either you kill your mother or you kill this bank teller." Obviously, I'm gonna pick kill the bank teller because it's my mom, she raised me, if I didn't pick my mom, she would haunt me like after she died. Like, oh, really? So I see how it is. So all those years I raised you didn't mean shit, huh? Okay. Like, I have a bond with my mom. I love her. She raised me. She taught me everything I know. Like, I know her. I don't know this bank teller. And that's not to say I don't completely give a shit. That's not to say that the bank teller doesn't have their own family. And, I just made some 5-year-olds like orphans. But it's like I just know them better. I have a better bond with them than I would have. And to be like, oh, why do we pick family over people we could know? Yeah, that's the key term, could. I don't know them definitively right now. I'm not about to kill my family. I'm not about to abandon my family in pursuit of somebody I'm gonna know like 10 years in the future. That's weird. No, I refuse. Absolutely not. And as for picking people over money, because money is just like a material thing. You don't need it. I mean, that sounds dumb. I mean, like, you do need it. It's just money. Like, it's very materialistic. And I would rather be in the arms of people that I love than alone with, like, some quick cash or something. 12. Are you a person who is very picky about organization with your paperwork? Do you use highlighters, pens to color code, sticky notes, etc.? No, I am very. I mean, in terms of like school notes and stuff, I am very unorganized. I just throw stuff in my book bag and don't even look at it anymore. But in turn, and like even with my room, I just throw shit everywhere. But in terms of like when I'm out in public or something, or when I'm eating, I am like very like OCD. I'm very like the forks and the spoons have to be organized in the right way. The napkins gotta be folded in a perfect triangle. If it's not, I'm gonna be really pissed that the corners don't line up. It's a very slippery slope. I myself am very messy, but when it comes to like presentation and like visuals and stuff, very much a perfectionist and need to be neat and organized. I don't know. I'm just weird. 13. You're out at a party, club, dark place with an excessive amount of loud people having fun, and someone behind you wraps their arms around you and starts kissing your neck. You turn around and see who it is, and it's someone very, very attractive who you've never seen before. Do you confront them or reciprocate them? Well, my first instinct, because I'm a very jumpy person, is to jump away. So I would jump away and ask them to explain themselves. And if they were like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, then yeah, I would warm up and probably reciprocate, but I wouldn't be like, oh, who's kissing my neck? Oh, some random fucking stranger. Yeah, let me kiss him. No, that's creepy. That's sexual harassment. I don't condone sexual harassment. Sorry, I don't. 14. What's the story of your first kiss? If you haven't had your first kiss yet, what would be the ideal situation for you? Time, place, type of person. This would be your time to write a bombastic mini story about an event in your life that just might happen. The story of my first kiss. Okay. Which time? Because my first kiss was when I was 5, and I don't know if that really counts. I don't know if first kisses count until you're like in your teens. If you want to hear about my first time when I was 5 kissing somebody, it was at church. He was like 2 or 3 years older than me. There was a toy chest at church that was big enough to fit like the toys, and if you didn't mind blocks and shit poking out your back, you could probably fit some bodies in there. So we were alone, we were just hanging out at church while our relatives were sorry, damn. Our family members, we're not related. Like, my relatives and his relatives were sorting some stuff out, getting ready for church later that night. And we snuck to the nursery and we went into the toy chest. And I'm not sure if it's because of where I grew up or my culture or what, but we were both kind of like, like, sex, not sexual, but like ready. It's hard to describe. It's like I can't relate to movies and like movies and TV shows and stuff where it's like, somebody who's 17 who's like, oh my god, I never kissed somebody. Where do I put my lips? Oh my god, I'm so scared. Because it's like, when I was 5, he just kissed me and I immediately knew what to do. I don't know. I'm not sure why I did. It's just, we were laying next to each other. He just turned to me and started kissing me, and I was kissing back, and I knew to close my eyes. I knew to bring my hand up and like touch his shoulder. I don't know. It's very weird and creepy when I think about it that a 5-year-old would know that. But hey, that's just how it was. And we were kissing, and he referred to it as playing mommy and daddy. Well, maybe that's what it was. But we were kissing for a bit, and that's when I was 5. That was my first kiss. And if you don't consider first kisses to be a thing until you're a teenager, my first kiss in my teens. My first real kiss in my teens, I should say, was at a Valentine's Day party or Valentine's Day fake rave thing I went to. They were really trying to get everybody to speak to each other and get to know each other. So this guy and I started talking, and we went outside into the cold, and we were talking a little bit more. And he was just like, "Oh, you're really adorable. Like, stop." Like, I was bringing up some dark shit, and he was just like, "Oh, like, if I wasn't attracted to you, I wouldn't even be talking to you right now." And like, thinking about it now, it's just like, oh my god, like, that's kind of shitty to say. But at the time, I was just like, oh my god, like, he likes me. So we kissed, and I was really awkward because I don't know. It's like I hit puberty in reverse. It's like it had been so long up until that point, for me kissing somebody, that all of a sudden I forgot what to do, and I was just like, oh no. And he said something, he's just like, wow, you don't know how to kiss. And I was just like, I swear I do, I swear I do. Because the last time I was kissing some last time I was kissing somebody, I, it was a girl, and I, it was she said I was a really good kisser. Ugh. I mean, that's a story for another time, but yeah. If that cut sounded a little weird, I was answering the next question a little weird, so I just deleted it. Okay. Number 15. Which of the two is considered more arousing to you? A girl wearing your t-shirt, boy shorts, and a pair of knee-high socks, or a girl in black lacy lingerie with a garter belt and stockings? If you're not attracted to girls and are more attracted to guys, are you more into Don Draper-esque men, which is a stern businessy suit and tie type men, or the laid-back t-shirt and jeans type men? I'm gonna be real with you. All of these options sound sexy as fuck. I would love it if a girl wore my t-shirt, boy shorts, and knee-high socks, if she wore lacy lingerie with a garter belt and stockings. I would love a guy in a business suit. God, yes. And I would love a guy with a t-shirt and jeans. All these sound really arousing to me. I would fucking love it. My only concern though with the girl wearing my t-shirt is that I'm already small as it is, so she'd have to be smaller than me be for that to work, because I am very petite and tiny and I'm not big. It'd be great if I was bigger so that the clothes that hang off looser, but I'm gonna need somebody to be bigger than me so that I can wear their clothes. I want to do that for a guy or girl, just like wear just their t-shirt if it's big enough and tease them and stuff. But t-shirt, boy shorts, and knee-high socks or lacy lingerie, they're both really arousing. I can't pick, sorry. And with men, the business suit and tie type, yes. God, yes, I do want to get with somebody. I want to meet up with somebody like in a hotel or something and just like, they're wearing a business suit and just fucking get all over them. God, that'd be amazing. I'm sorry. And jeans and a t-shirt is classic and very attractive if done right. So I can't pick. Skip. These are all really attractive. 16. Would you share a main, this is where we always sleep bed, with a partner you're beginning a new relationship with, or would you choose to have separate rooms? Which and why? So, this is where we always sleep bed with a partner you're beginning. Would we sleep in separate rooms? Hell no, we're gonna sleep in the same bed. The hell you mean? We're sleeping in the same bed because that's just how it's gonna be. Sleeping in separate rooms. This isn't the freaking 20s where we share two, where there's we each have our own bed and then a nightstand in the middle. I want contact. I want to be close with them. I need to feel them. I need to be that little spoon. I can't be spooned by myself. I can't be a straw. Number 17, you're having a one-night stand with someone or sex with a booty call fuck buddy. Basically, someone you don't really care about, and then when they come, they scream someone else's name. How would you feel about it? I'd be annoyed. Even though, like, it's a booty call fuck buddy, so I know them. I mean, even though I don't care about them, I know them. And to hear them scream somebody else's name, I'd be fucking annoyed because they're not here. It's me. Like, you know, we cannot know each other outside of this, but when we're in bed with me, it's me. It's not Hillary from down the road. It's not Bethany from upstairs. 18, can you drink a full glass of whole dairy milk? Would you consider yourself more of a plant nut milk person? Like, whole dairy? I don't know. I don't really get to drink regular milk because everyone I know is lactose intolerant, so I always end up drinking lactaid or almond milk. And for whatever reason, lactaid doesn't do anything to me, but almond milk is what makes me gassy, so I don't know. So whole dairy milk, I do know the difference. I just don't know how my body would react because I don't really get to do it. 19, are you one of those types of people who enjoys the smell of gasoline? Yes. 20, when it comes to the placement of your partner's hands during sex, rate them from least arousing to most arousing. In your hair, digging their nails into your back, holding your hand, spanking your ass, grabbing onto your legs or shoulders, fingers in your mouth. Man, these all sound pretty good. Least arousing. Probably digging nails into my back because ow. Probably wouldn't like that. And my hair would probably be second. I'm going from bottom to up. I'm working my way up. Bottom two is gonna be in my hair because it's not necessarily that I don't like having my hair pulled, it's just that I'd feel really unsexy because I'm one of those, you know, if you have curly hair, you know what I'm talking about. You can't run your hands through my hair because then you end up pulling out some strands. So it's just a factor of feeling sexy. Three. Probably gonna be holding my hand because that's very sweet and romantic. But if we're like, is it arousing? No. It's passionate, it's romantic, it's loving, but it's not that arousing. I wouldn't get off from it. Four, fingers in my mouth, because that could be hot. Yeah, not gagging me, but just like putting a finger in my mouth. Yeah, that'd feel pretty hot. Five, smacking my ass, because who doesn't like that? And six, the hottest thing would be grabbing onto my shoulders or legs. If you are doing it with me, missionary, and you put my legs on your shoulders, you wifed me, essentially. 21. Someone you've never met before comes up to you asking if you're that person from GWA, as your voice sounds suspiciously similar to someone who posts on there. Do you choose to give yourself away? Alternately, if someone asks if you've heard about this little place on the internet called Gone Wild Audio, do you confirm or deny? For the first one, no, I wouldn't say that I have an account because fuck this person, who are they? I'd be like, no, what are you talking about? What's that? I've never heard of it. But alternatively, if somebody said, "Hey, have you heard about Gone Wild Audio?" I'd be like, "Fuck yeah," because they're not asking about me. They're just like, "Oh, like, do you know of it?" I'd be like, "Hell yeah, I know a lot of places online that you'd be surprised about." 22, your current best friend, yes, that best friend, confesses that they are in love with you. How do you respond? Would you find it easy to continue a friendship with them if you didn't feel the same way? It's hard to say. I'm kind of a lone wolf. I don't really have friends like that. I did have a best friend, but we just don't talk that much. There's one, well, both guys I would consider best friends. We don't really talk to. I don't really have girl best friends. So in the case of both of them, if one of them came up to me and confessed that they're in love with me, I'd be like, "Oh, cool. That's awesome. I'm glad you feel that way." How would I respond? I'd be like, "I feel like the timing's not right, but we're friends and I know that you're really cool, and it might take time for me to like get attracted to them in that kind of way, because both of these people I have been attracted to in the past, but I'm not now. I could be friends with them. I'd be fine. It's not really a big deal. If we're best friends, we can, get over it." 23, what are some occupations you wanted to have as a kid? Everything. Wanted to be news anchor, I wanted to be a chef, I wanted to be a lawyer, I wanted to be a therapist, I wanted to be a painter, I wanted to be a singer, I wanted to be a dancer, I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to do everything, really. But as of right now, I'm interested in pursuing a career in visual arts, studio art, so. 24, do you consider yourself a grown-up? Oh, and doctor. By the way, I also want to be a doctor. 24, do you consider yourself a grown-up? Do you think there is a set grown-up age where someone is expected to have their life together? I used to, but at the moment, no. I don't think there really is, because you could be 15 and very mature for your age, and you could be 30 and a complete fucking frat boy, so I don't think there is a set grown-up age. Do I consider myself a grown-up? No. I feel like I'm still learning stuff. I don't have the same kind of responsibilities that I expect an adult would have. A lot of stuff for me is still taken care of. I'm the main concern is just putting myself through school right now. But in I just no, I don't consider myself a grown up. I think I still have a lot of growing up to do and a lot of stuff to experience. 25. Which first date would you prefer? Movie at home, cuddles, and a homemade dinner, or a movie at the theater, cinema, and a fancy schmancy dinner? I'm gonna say movie at home, cuddles, and homemade dinner, because that shit, you got me right there if that's the case, because when you go to the movie, like, you can't talk during the movie. You don't really get to know a person during the movie. It's fun to do with friends, and react the same way, but I kind of prefer going to movies myself. You can't really interact with people at the movies. And a fancy schmancy dinner, yeah, it's gonna taste good, but like, that's when we're gonna talk. Like, I'd rather have a movie at home, like something that I'm recommending to them, or like they're recommending to me, or something entirely new that is old and we both have never seen. Maybe watch like some old, maybe have like a movie marathon or something. And just marathon a bunch of movies from like John Candy or something, and just cuddle up and have a homemade dinner of chicken soup with garlic bread and lasagna and a salad and pink lemonade, something, I don't know. 26, improvise a sexy scene right now. Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting that, but all right. You want me to improvise a sexy scene? I guess this is gonna be bonus content for this questionnaire. Okay, I think I could do that. I'm kind of drawing a blank, actually. A sexy scene. I would really love it right now to 69 a girl, to have them have their hand all over my pussy because it's at its most ripe right now. My lips are feeling full and it feels really nice to just run my hands up and down the slit. It's very malleable. And I love to eat out girls, so I would love to have them on top of me, their crotch buried in my face, and just lick everywhere, just tease the clit, just try to stick my tongue in the hole, and have them just moan and gasp against me. That shit would be hot. But I don't have the luxury of having that right now, so this is Cutie and Lavender signing off.